Absolutely.
All righty. Good morning. 7-Eleven Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
7-Eleven today. We are. Did I already say the time? I don't know if I did or not. Anyway, we got some clouds, a few flurries, some freezing drizzle.
Faux sizzle.
High of 32 tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 28. Wednesday, cloudy, flurries, or freezing drizzle.
Faux sizzle.
In the morning, high of 35. And then Thursday, cloudy, chance for morning snow.
For sure.
Moron. High of 34. Let's take your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Well, the state of Colorado was one of the first to legalize recreational use of marijuana.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well.
And now there's an effort there to legalize psychedelic mushrooms.
Oh, really?
Shrooms, bro.
Shrooms, they come from the earth, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever taken psychedelic mushrooms, Brock?
No, I don't think so.
Opened your mind, man.
Whoa, dude. No, actually, I don't think I ever have.
Yeah.
I think I may have eaten like one, and then I was just like,
it's
was it.
Not a very common thing you see.
No.
It's not like your buddies are like, hey.
Actually, a couple of my friends back in high school, I do remember distinctly, one year during spring break, we went up to the Wisconsin Dells, and a couple of my buddies just took a bunch of shrooms.
Yeah.
So many shrooms. And I was like, yeah, that's not for me. No, yeah,
you were the only one in about an hour that was still a little bit normal.
I honestly didn't take any of that time. It was just, I was just watching them. I'm like, nah, yeah. I'm good. I said the one time I ate like one and didn't feel anything. I was like, oh, yeah.
Mushroom.
That's great. It tastes like garbage, man.
It's garbage.
I'm pretty sure, don't you get it? It grows on Dookie.
Cow Duke.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. That's fine.
If you ever see a guy with really long hair out in a cow field looking down, you know what he's doing.
If he's in a tie-dye t-shirt,
yeah,
has long hair and he's stomping through a cow pasture.
You see him get really excited, pop up.
Oh, hey! He's not the farmer.
I got right? Some over here.
Yeah, that's fine. You can keep your shrooms.
Yeah.
I'm all right. Anyway, group was able to collect enough signatures to put the magic mushrooms measure on the ballot.
What do you think? You go.
I don't know. Probably. I mean,
it's to be legal.
Yeah, it's natural. I don't care. If you want to eat shrooms, man.
Yeah.
Here's the big things. I don't think heroin should be legal. I don't think crack or meth should be legal.
Pretty much anything that's chemically made, right?
Yeah.
It's made in your basement.
Made in your
probably
basement.
Probably not. Yeah. But yeah, you can still.
I'm on the fence with cocaine just because I love it so much, but I know it's really bad for you.
On the fence.
You got to be 21 or older to use cocaine.
Yeah, yeah.
Stormy Daniels doesn't employ employee Michael Avetney anymore, but that hasn't stopped her from filing a lawsuit. She filed a suit against the Columbus, Ohio Police Department over the strip club arrest last July. She was performing at Sirens Gentlemen's Club and hauled her in for 3 misdemeanor sex offenses for allegedly touching a female undercover officer inappropriately. The charges were dropped within hours. Daniels believes the cops arrested her to try and help President Trump. Her lawsuit says they thereafter entered into a conspiracy to arrest her during her performance in Columbus in retaliation for the public statement she made regarding President Trump.
Just give it up. Give it up.
You
love attention. We get it.
She's really holding on to this. Yeah. You know, during his State of the Union address, she did this whole protest where she folded laundry in the nude. She live streamed it, so she's like, oh, instead of watching that, watch me fold laundry.
More attention, 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 attention. You know, we get it. You slept with the president. A lot of people slept with the president.
Yeah.
You know, you're not special. You're a porn star.
Yeah.
Just stay out of the news. Not even that good looking. I don't see it.
I don't think she's that.
No.
Like,
she's an old beat up porn star.
Just rode hard and put up with.
Just rode hard, man. You know, just stay out of the news. Just do your porn.
She is clinging. I'm sure she's really enjoyed the uptick in views.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, if you go to Pornhub, she's on the trending, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
From friends.
From what I've heard, right.
From friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She's still suing the police department.
Jeez.
Lastly, the world's most famous expert on artificial intelligence says that 40% of the world's jobs could be done by machines in as soon as 15 years.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I just watched the movie Ex Machina last night. Have you seen that?
No.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. It's all about AI and what that.
Kai-Fu Lee of China China.
Uh-huh.
Do I have it? Where's it at?
You got it somewhere.
I think I got it somewhere. Where's it at? Hold on.
Should have been prepared.
I didn't even think about it.
And China.
All right. So anyway, he says that artificial intelligence will increasingly replace repetitive jobs, not just blue-collar jobs, but white-collar jobs as well. For example, pretty much anyone who drives for a living will probably be out of a job. Lee went so far as to say that artificial intelligence is going to change the world more than anything in the history of mankind, even more than electricity.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
Wow. So what happens when this happens? I mean, you drove a truck your whole life. It's not your fault. You know, that people are getting smarter and inventing things that take your job.
Will it be basically we just kind of live? Like everyone maybe gets a stipend?
Yeah.
And then we just kind of exist?
I don't mind that. Everybody on the same level?
But do you think AI could ever take our jobs?
Nah.
I mean, technically, we do use a form of AI because our system runs by itself. You and I pop in, but everything is programmed in there. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, you could probably right now, AI still talks like this.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's got
a question. Can you program improv? Can you program humor?
I know what you're saying, honey. You're saying we're funnier than AI. You can't teach this.
You can't teach this, bro.
It's just natural. It's like fighter pilots, okay? Yeah. I don't trust AI in my... There was a movie about that. No. You can never substitute for a human's instincts.
Human wit. You know?
I think we're giving ourselves too much credit.
You think so? That's an interesting question, though.
Can you teach
AI improv? Can you teach AI wit?
All it would be is, like, we just have to have jokes and fart sound effects. AI would be fine. Let's be honest, Hunter. 15 years, you and I are out of a job, buddy. If we make it that far.
See, like puns. Can you teach puns?
I don't know. I'm sure it can learn.
Because we twist things a lot. You'll say something and I'll say something that twists it around a little bit to make it sexual. Can a robot do that?
I think so. What'd you talk about? What's that thing where exclusive? I don't know.
Well, for an example.
Yeah.
Your wife and my wife this weekend went to a certain business and got facials this weekend.
Hey, now.
They got facials this weekend.
Of course.
And they brought it up at the dinner table, and all the guys started laughing.
But if AI, though, like if you're saying if AI is on here, and AI has learned that facial is also a slang term for,
you know,
when a chick makes that face like she's eating a lemon, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think you could learn and eventually just, you know, go with it. So you could probably have two computers. You know, two AI Alexas going at it. I think it's very reasonable, and it could have all of the world's comedy programmed because you think we pull from people that we know, we pull from the comedians that we watch.
Yeah,
you know, you learn.
That's true.
You adapt.
That's very true.
That's what AI does. It learns and adapts in 15 years.
Quickly too.
I mean, the fact that Alexa and Hey Google can do all those things now, like right now, if someone has Hey Alexa, look up Pornhub. If someone had me on right now, that's going to look it up. It's amazing.
Oh, no. You know what's really scary? They had two AI robots talking to each other for a while.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how long, but they just let them go. And so they boom, boom, talk back to each other and eventually got to the point where they started talking about the how to take over the human race by themselves.
I'm telling you, man.
And they turned it off. They're like, boom, that's it.
I'm telling you, dude. They're going to do it.
Weird, man.
They're going to do it. And, of course, as soon as I read this, this is all I could think of.
Ticker Jibs! Ticker Jibs!
Ticker Jibs!
Ticker Jibs!
Ticker Jibs!
The Morning Dump on the